Morning, everybody. Do we have any prayer requests we want to pray about this morning before we get started?
Pray for my brother Maul, Monica's sister's husband, had an operation in Mexico when he's back to take his cyst out. And he had a lot of, come back to the States and had a lot of leakage coming out of the spinal fluid. For he'd been out for a week in the hospital last Sunday morning, he was ambulance. And he just got a slow road coming. Matthew.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we come before you this morning. We just want to thank you for all your many blessings to us, for keeping us safe as we traveled here this morning. Just ask that you continue to bless us and keep us and open our hearts and our minds to hear your words this morning. Just be with Matthew in his recovery. Lay your hand on him. And just be with the brothers and sisters around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I was thinking about, just kind of thought hit me this week or whenever that we'll turn to Nehemiah 3. I'm going to read a couple verses here. 28 through 32 is what I want to read. It's where they're rebuilding the wall. Couple verses here, and I had some thoughts on it. Alright, so beyond the horse gate, the priest made repairs, each in front of his own house. After them, Zadok, the son of Immer, made repairs in front of his own house. After him, Shemaiah, the son of Shechaniah, keeper of the east gate, made repairs. After him, Hananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Hanan, the sixth son of Zoph, repaired another section. After him, Meshulam, the son of Bekiah, made repairs in front of his dwelling. After him, Malachi, the son of Sapphari, made repairs as far as the house of Nethim, and of the merchants in the front of Mipkid Gate, as far as the upper chamber and at the corner, and between the upper chamber to the corner and the sheep gate, the bronze workers and the merchants made repairs. I was just thinking, you know, 4:6 it said, you know, and we built the wall. And I was just thinking, you know, how they each built the wall in front of their own house. And I wanted to talk about the spirit in which they did that. They all just came together and built the wall in front of their own house. You know, kind of like in our spiritual life and our lives, you know, like Uncle David had brought up last week about how kind of like minding your own business, you know, how the church, once the church was established and everybody was doing what they're supposed to, then that's when there's problems sometimes, because people get to pointing out other people's problems instead of worrying about themselves and just doing the task in front of themselves, you know, which in their case was building the wall. I was just thinking about that and how often we, you know, like Uncle Davis talked about, we'd never do the task in front in hand. We got to looking at way off in the distance and looking at the mountains that are coming or the valley or something ahead. And instead of just taking the step in front of us, we tend to look way out ahead of us and lose sight of what we need to be doing. And that's when we start getting messed up, is because we're not paying attention to where we are right now, and right here in this moment. You know, when they was building that wall, the enemy was coming. You know, there was several people around them that were angry that they were building that wall, and they wanted to come and destroy the work and, you know, shut them down and, you know, come in and destroy them. And So they split up, you know, and there were some people that were watching for that, and there were some people that were just building the wall still. But then it said, you know, in another verse it says that they all worked to where with one hand they was work building the wall, lifting heavy things, and the other hand they had a weapon in their hand. They was prepared because they were looking, they were doing the work in front of them. They weren't, not all of them were looking at the enemy, thinking they were going to come and attack them, so then the wall wasn't getting built. And not all of them were just building the wall, not keeping an eye out for everything. They were each doing a certain task, and they was doing the task in front of them. And that's one thing, and that's just something I thought, you know, in our daily lives, you know, we think that we get to thinking about stuff way out in front of us, but we just have to remember to do the thing that was in front of us and not be worried maybe about our brother or sister, you know, doing things, you know, that affect us or what we think affects us or not. We just need to worry about ourselves. You know, and another thought I had was when they were building that wall, not every one of them was out there, you know, looking to the left or the right, you know, thinking, oh, I wonder if he's doing the right thing building that wall, or is he doing as good as I did, or is this guy over here doing the same thing, is he doing as good as me? Or they weren't worried about that. They were worried about building the wall. Yeah, maybe the wall, maybe the way they built it, each one had their own idea how it should be built, and the way they fit the stones or whatever they're using together, I'm sure every one of them had their own idea on how it was supposed to be. But the point was they built the wall because they worked together, like in the body of Christ, how we all work together. I mean, it just all fits if we do the task in front of us. And that's just kind of one of the thoughts I've been having, is we all need to do the task in front of us. Take the next step. You know, Uncle David has preached that many times. It's the next step. That's the important one. That is the one we have to worry about, is the very next step. Not 10 steps ahead or 20 steps behind. It's the one step ahead. I guess that's about all I have. This one, so, any comments or questions or anything?